Till the day he died, my father was the thing I thought loved me. He was young, 19 the year I was born, and he seldom spoke 10 words a day. So he never told me, never spoke the word. Not love, not in my hearing at least. That was fine by me. Till I was 4, I spoke not a word, and almost never cried. And by then, Mother had told the world I was mute. Father didn't seem to worry a bit, but rode me everywhere he went, on his broad English saddle, far out in the country. He managed timber for his great-grandfather, who'd known James Madison when he was a boy. The winter I was 4, we were out near the river, in a noon so bright my eyes stayed shut, and Father spoke for the first time in hours. He said, "Rome, speak now, this precious instant, or nevermore." So my eyes clicked open, and I said plainly, "Let's just keep going on from here." I meant, not home. Anywhere else but home. Father said not a word, but spurred us on. I think he obeyed me, I honestly do, till mid-afternoon. At least we saw trees we'd never passed before, both of us silent as stones each step. Then a moment came when I felt him turn back. I knew, because I was happy till then, but once that horse turned home at a jog, I broke like a stick. For good. For life. Just 2 nights later, Father died across town at a girl's back door. Shot once by her brother in the midst of his heart, in dark, thick as fur. Next morning, I commenced normal speech, no tears, with nobody I much cared to address. Not then or since.